like me, you probably have a closet full of local band merch. And whether you know it or not, a lot of that band merch was probably made by Divine Shirt Company right here in Winnipeg. Divine Shirt Company has made all of the Great Witch Police merch, from our hoodies to our toques to our t-shirts. And if you're looking to get anything done, like screen printing, embroidery, graphic design, digital printing, go to see Divine Shirt Company at divineshirtcompany.ca and tell them Witch Police Radio sent you.
One of our colleagues, Sam Thompson, who, if you saw him, you'd sort of right away assume he was a hippie.
Witch Police Radio. Witch Police Radio. Oh, no, no, no.
Witch Police Radio.
This is not a regular episode of Witch Police Radio. One of the things I'm trying to do more of in 2025 is get some live recordings of local artists performing, usually at my house or potentially elsewhere, and really seeing sort of full sets as episodes of the show. Doesn't mean I'm not going to do interviews. Interviews is still the main focus of the podcast, but these live sessions are going to happen, you know, every once in a while. And I think it's a cool way to introduce or reintroduce some local artists to listeners. So this one here is the second one I've done. The first one was over the holidays with Paul Hodgert, and I recommend you check that out if you haven't heard it yet. This one is with Closet Judas, who is a semi-regular guest on the show. I think he's been on 3 or 4 times, talking about his very unique style of, well, you know what? I think you should probably get into some of the past episodes, and I'll link to them in the show notes if you want to hear sort of the philosophy and the background behind these songs. It's actually really interesting. There's a lot more sort of depth and detail and a lot more content, I guess, outside of just the songs, but you get that when you listen to the actual records, when you listen to the interviews, when you read the documentation that comes with the albums, because they definitely do. But this is 5 songs that he played live in my dining room a few days before I'm releasing this. And it sort of was another test case to see if these live sessions would work. And I think they do. So enjoy this. It's Closet Judas performing live at my house. And next episode is back to the regular interview format. Thanks.
It's the whole I'm letting go of self-contained. For far too long, break with resolve. From my vain conceit to hell with all these broken dreams. It's the whole I'm letting go of self-contained. For far too long, break with resolve. From my vain conceit to hell with all these broken dreams. Going to ask you about to try, but then I didn't. you never reply. Is it worth the effort? Irreparably lame. Another unsung sparrow. We've both forgotten my name. Be careful not to overwind when your wages are the wind. None of our wounds will carry on. Better to weigh none well. Be careful not to overwind when your wages are the wind. If none of our wounds will carry on, it's better to wait. Don't bother asking the question. By now you know the response. It's a waste of our time. It needs no renaissance. You'll never know reasons why. You'll always be in the dark. Useless to be obsessed about what is a lark. But you say we're convinced of the things we've heard from on high. So is the lunatic who believes they can fly. That's right, we're calling you mad. No other word illustrates the depth of psychosis you force on your oblates.
Absent word that leaves, options to deceive, forcing to believe you are pretenders, unwilling to breathe. Are you so naive? Yet you call us the offenders. Absent word that leaves, options to deceive, forcing to believe you are pretenders, unwilling to breathe. Are you so naive? Yet you call us the offenders.
Don't bother forcing our hand. By now you know we're headstrong. It's a waste of your time not to mention you're wrong. You'll never know how we feel. You'll always be so contrite. But it's not endearing, and you'll lose every fight. But you say it's better to suppress the wayward before they infect the sacred. Fuck that and your folklore. Keep your chimeric ideas. Leave us all the hell alone. Or try this, prove us wrong. And if not, change your tone.
Absent without leave, opting to deceive, forcing to believe you are pretenders, unwilling to grieve. Are you so naive? Yet you call us the offenders. Absent without leave, opting to deceive,
forcing to believe you are pretenders, unwilling to grieve. Are you so naive? Yet you call us the offenders. We're so tired of bad actors. 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 We're so tired of bad actors.
The less there's room. We were the same not long ago. Once comrades fighting well-defined foes. Yet battle lines have been withdrawn, so it's not clear whose side I'm on. I'm tired of being for or against. I just want to be take down the fence. If only you could bracket out those things that cause you fear like doubt, and be done with all pretense. Admit that life does not make sense. Screw absolutes, they're all contrived stories to help us stay alive. The only certain thing is death. Until then, love's my shibboleth.
Couldn't find all of the answers. I guess that means that I am lost. Thanks for writing me off like a deep end. As if I haven't counted the cost. Surely I am the one who's mistaken. Cause your sources are much better than mine. It makes me feel so great when you judge me for being deaf when my hearing's fine.
Unknown, uncaring punk, self-centered snake. You'll never live down your mistakes. What's more, your acts, the
beyond the pale. We're partisan and personal. Who made you God? Myopic judge and softly marred. Compassion crushed. Now here we are. Your luck consumed. My retribution coming soon. But don't expect this to be swift. Your death will be quite progressive.
Whatever relief you might want from me will not spare you from the where you'll be sent. And I trust that you see no hyperbole. The world will benefit from your end. The way that you stand, be set prepared. A due position you seem to accept. Just don't misread this as a misdeed. You're getting less than what you merit.
We're not the same, you're inhumane. If I back down, you'll do it again. We're not the same, you're inhumane. If I back down, you'll do it again. We're not the same, you're inhumane. If I back down, you'll do it again. Are we the same? Am I humane? If I back down, would you do it again?
When we hear views and opinions that differ from our own, thinking, how could someone ever believe something like that? And so we judge them, write them off as too far to one side, and it goes both ways, leading to an abundance of stalemate situations. Lines are drawn, walls are built and fortified over those lines, and all this division seems to stem from one four-letter word, have. First, related to people's hypothetical convictions. This is the result of moving from an informal stance, something like I want to believe, to a more solemn posturing of I have to believe, to imposing personal expectations on others by insisting that you have to believe as well. For instance, one might want to believe in extraterrestrial life, which is fine, but as soon as want hardens into have, in other words, I have to believe in aliens, and you have to believe too, that's where conflict arises. Second, there's the idea of possession or ownership that ever leads to contention. The disparity between those who have and the so-called have-not. We all want certain things that we don't have, which leads to dissatisfaction, envy, resentment, contempt, plotting to obtain what others have for ourselves, often by whatever means necessary. All this to say, it's a matter of control. Control of ideas and items, opinions and what's owned. However, unless we're each willing to deliberately put less possessive emphasis on our beliefs and our belongings, injustice and oppression will be our actuality indefinitely.
You don't know me, 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 I don't know you, 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 I don't know.
1095 days I've waited to see your face. And any distance between is not so quickly erased. There's nothing that you can say. No solution or grace. Don't beg on mercy from me. Think before you betray. La-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-